This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Spoil your loved ones this Father's Day at Chemist Warehouse with big brand fragrances at the lowest prices. Shop in store or online today.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
He ripped a fart out, bring tears to your eyes.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Sucked in Jim.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Yeah, not only did Bill do that while we were on the stage in Mansfield, he didn't blame the kids who'd come along to watch.
I think it was the kids.
No, it wasn't.
It was your nephew.
You. And it stank.
No.
Tell you what we've got today.
Stank.
Tuesday the 23rd. Yeah. John Stevens, Noiseworks front man and a very good man.
Yes.
He's coming in to chat to us about the new song and what's coming up for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bailey Fritch.
Fritches.
Just ahead of Melbourne, flying into another final series, kick six in a grand final. Love him as well. A bit of topics, Brayshaw, just to get things back nicely on track.
And?
I see a five. And maybe some joke down the back end. But anyway, hello to you, old Mansfield Willis.
Yes, g'day, Jimmy boy. We stayed up, had a meal at the Delatoit.
Tight.
He said that all day yesterday.
Yeah.
Delatoit. Why do you find it hard to say?
Delatoit.
That's it.
Well,
which
it
is the river that runs through Mansfield as well.
I don't think it runs through Mansfield. Oh. You wouldn't know.
I do know.
But you got
I
home
drove
okay.
over it. Did.
Yes, good.
Drove over it, through it, under it. Jeez, it rained hard.
Gee, we saw a lot of dead wombats. I can't believe
I actually saw one driving home.
Did you?
Just wandering its way over the road, a little wombat
you don't
with a snout.
You don't want to hit
no,
a wombat.
No, you do not.
But a very nice town. Lovely town to go and visit.
Beautiful
plenty
town.
To do there in Mansfield. But good to be back in Melbourne and Geelong. Yes. How are you, rabbits?
Do you have any sympathy for the Blues and the way it all ended for them?
Not really, no.
Scott Pendlebury.
Oh, come on. Pendles.
That's Pendles.
Yeah.
Just got
asked. Not really.
Door stopped.
Yeah, not really.
Do you have any sympathy for the Blues and the way it all ended for them?
Not really, no.
I think he went on to say a few more words.
Yeah,
but,
right. We'll cut it off there.
Exactly, yeah. But I tell you what we have got today, Jim, being the 23rd of August.
Yeah.
A beautiful rap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
What has the date got to do with anything?
Yeah, the
well,
rap.
People might know out there.
Yeah, no, wouldn't have.
JB already said it.
Did you?
Yep.
Why would you say the date?
Well, because I went with it off the top. Now, as so often happens, you follow me in. With information I've already said.
It's 4:06, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, no, now you're giving a time call.
Isaac
and,
Rankin.
And weather?
Weather, it's 10.8, apparently. Tomorrow, 12.2. See,
right.
We got, it's sitting there right
some
in front of
light rain, yeah.
Jimmy boy, yes. Isaac Rankin has informed the Gold Coast
I
Suns
saw that.
He's going to move back to South Australia.
He wants a trade to Adelaide for big money.
Are you sure it's Adelaide? Because Port
sure?
will have a crack.
He's saying Adelaide.
Crows are the favourites at the
well,
minute.
Well, no, he has said Adelaide. I want to go to Adelaide.
All right, he might go to Adelaide then, I reckon. He might be a chance to get to Adelaide there.
Yes.
Have you seen Adam Kingsley? Do you know him?
Well, from way back in the day when he played, I knew him.
Oh, if he popped up in me porridge, I wouldn't know
well,
who he
Well, you
is.
Would now.
Well, he's the Incredible Hulk.
What the size of the Warwick Farms on him?
I don't know what he's been doing, Jim.
Jeepers.
Jim, you know where he's been, Jim? In the gym. Mate, he retired 16 years ago, played 147 games for Port Adelaide.
I reckon he was the best and fairest at Port Adelaide.
Yeah, he was. He was. Yep. 16 years ago. Geez, a big, big boy.
Oh, huge.
And he's going to, well, he's still at Richmond. He's there helping out, the assistant there.
Did you catch up with him?
Well, I did. I caught
you
him.
Did.
I door stopped him after I caught up with Pennells there. And I said to him, are you ready to go, Adam?
To be fair, I felt ready for quite a while now. It's just a matter of being able to get the opportunity, which I'm so grateful for the Giants that they've allowed me to that opportunity to show that, you know, I can coach and trying to lead this club and this playing group to where we want to go. And, you know, I think the potential that we have here is really enormous, and I, as I said, I can't wait to get stuck in.
Well, good luck, Adam. Well done there. He'll stay at Richmond until they finish up in the finals, Jim, and then he'll go up to Sydney.
And isn't that good in our industry that we have advanced beyond where it used to be, where if an assistant coach was taken by someone else, they were marched out the door that minute.
Worried about their IP.
Yeah, all of that. But now we're smart enough and advanced enough to say, you know what, the bloke's still got a big role to play in a final series. Let him finish that and then move. I like the fact that that's happening.
Assistant coach, and I think he's the weights coach.
He must be. Strength and conditioning.
He does it with every player. Ben Cunnington, Jimmy has signed on for another 2 years North Melbourne.
Love it.
So there's a good tick there.
Yep, great man.
Alistair Clarkson, where will you finish next year? North Melbourne.
Oh, I've got no idea, Bill.
It's not a hard
Hopefully
question.
Not last.
Do you think you'll improve from 18?
No doubt. Well, there's no doubt the team will improve. Right. I have no idea about the ladder position because this season finished two days ago.
Probably. Yeah, I know. But do we think ahead, Jim, especially with Clarko coming on board?
Yeah, no, he'll be great.
I don't know. Who'll finish last next year, Raps? Yeah. It's a tough one.
The season's just finished.
It hasn't. It's still going. Tom Brady is
August
back.
August 23, Bill.
He's back at the Buccaneers.
Again, Jim, have another go.
Buccaneers.
Yes.
No one knows where he went. He stepped away for about a month this year, Jim. No one knows where he went. Some were saying he went on the Mask Singer over there in America and he did that. But he's back, which is good. I don't know. Have we got him maybe singing on the Mask Singer?
I have a working theory on why Tom Brady is not at practice right now. He's not with the Bucs. They can't say why. The team did say that they knew that this was going to be happening. I think Tom Brady right now cannot tell anyone where he is, and the team can't, because he is a contestant on The Masked Singer. The show premiered on Fox. Tom Brady does not work for Fox, but he did sign that mega deal with Fox back in May of this year.
Oh, see, Jim? Starting to just align.
There is audio.
Is it?
Of maybe him singing potentially an Australian classic.
Mm-hmm. Working hard to make a living.
That's him, Jim.
Bringing shelter from the rain.
Righto, Raps.
Oh, he's a working class.
The other room
down
at Geelong, in the shopping centre there.
Bay City Plaza.
Yeah, so, well, there was a collect for that. There had to be. Otherwise, why would
I just
do
those things for
there, just turn up and sing at a shopping centre.
Make people happy.
This is the best bit.
Put smiles on their faces, Jim. Of course, he could have been on Masked Singer. The other rumour is he might have been with his wife, Gazelle, for a romantic holiday.
Gazelle. His wife, Gazelle.
Gazelle.
What do you think? When she's not with him, she prances around the veldt, avoiding lions.
No. Gazelle, I think I said. You see, you shouldn't say that, Fred. Anyway, I've had enough.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I went to a joint, Jim. It was that small that I put my key in the front door and it opened the back door. Shebang. Yeah. Peter and Kiel.
Shebang.
Brand new music from Noiseworks, Heart and Soul on Triple M. This is the Rush Hour, JB and Bill.
Good, by the way.
Magnificent.
Oh, and here he is, the main man, Johnny Stevens. Welcome to you.
Hey, guys.
How'd you do that? You're just singing.
Oh, well, you know, that's smoke and mirrors, mate. You know
hey, you'd be
more
happy with that.
Smoke and mirrors.
Yeah. Heart and Soul?
Heart and Soul, yes. I think it's a very apt sort of title for Noiseworks after not releasing anything for 30 years.
Yes.
The whole reason we're getting back together is we finished an album with Stuart Fraser in 2019 that was meant to come out, and unfortunately Stuart passed away from cancer, and obviously we had COVID, and then here we are in 22, and we just wanted to get the record out and honour Stuart, play a few shows and have some fun, and Jack Jones has joined us on guitar. He was great mates with Stuart and obviously long-term mates with us, all of us. So we're actually just really pumped to get out there and play some shows, play the old music, play some new stuff, and get the album out in October, and that's it.
Untitled
at this stage.
You should call
it
that.
Any ideas, Triple M listeners?
Call it Untitled.
No, you're Triple M listeners.
Yeah, come up with something.
Come up with something.
Come up with something.
Well, actually, we'll ask that. Yes. 133353.
Bloody oath.
Yeah.
So how was it coming back into the studio after
bloody
all that time?
That's a good one too.
Yeah, bloody oath. There you go. Get out that. How was it getting back into that after, as you say, 30 years?
Oh, bloody oath.
Yeah, I'm liking it more and
more.
He likes it.
It applies to everything.
Good work.
Well, we sort of did it. We started it probably 8 years ago. Just, you know, we get together every now and again, a couple of us, and then all of us, and then none of us, and then one of us. So it just took time to sort of put stuff together, write songs and grow them, I guess, because we're all busy doing our own careers and whatnot. So, as I said, we finished the album in 2019. It was supposed to come out. Never did. Really upset all the fans because we'd let them know that it was coming. So everyone's, all the fans are very excited to get it finally. And we're excited to get it off the shelf. You know, and as I said, this is Stuart's record, and you know, get him out there and honour him and his memory. Mm. Well, his playing is insane.
Yeah,
we all grew up with Noiseworks, and that album Take Me Back, Hot Chili Woman. Yeah, that was over a couple of albums.
Yeah, yeah.
But Take Me Back, the first one, when you had the great big long hair, you all looked like
they called
Julio's.
It Bloody Oath.
Yeah. Bloody Oath. He's liking a gym.
But it took Australia by storm. Like, it was ridiculous, that first album.
Yeah, I don't remember a lot of it because you were a young man on a mission, you know.
And,
it wasn't a mission of good stuff.
You were riding the wave of rock stardom.
We were.
A rock band.
We were very much a rock band, and you know, I'm happy to be here to tell the tale.
Exactly. I tell you what, I did love John Stevens. We're talking to here your tribute at Shane Warne's memorial, mate, at the MCG. That was fantastic.
Thank you very much. Mm. It was just one of those things. I got the call, you know, the family asked if I'd do those two particular songs because both bands were Shane's favourite bands, and then those songs in particular. So very, very honoured to have done that, but also kind of mad too because I was mad about that Shane.
Yeah,
really, because
exactly.
Having had, you know, double heart bypass surgery myself in 2009, you know, I you know, went for my checkup. Fortunately, they, you know, found I was about to drop dead. And if I hadn't gone to that checkup, I would have been Shane Warne in 2009.
Yeah,
so
right.
I just feel like, you know, if Shane had that checkup before he went to overseas, he would have been fine because they would have been seeing what was going on if he had the MRI scan. So, you know, I just urge anybody out there listening to this, go and get tested. We have the technology today. And, you know, it is a very simple procedure. Get your GP to recommend you to a cardiologist and get checked. Yeah. If you're over 40, if you've got kids, you owe it to them. If you've got grandkids, you really owe it to them to get checked up. That's all I can say, you know.
No, Bill and I did.
That's what we did.
We went and had a coronary angiogram.
Yep.
And it was spot on. It was very simple.
Yep.
No, that was brilliant.
It was.
We're jumping around with a whole lot of stuff for the great Johnny Stevens.
Yeah.
But we're getting back to that rock star era.
Yeah.
When you did the, I think it was the Touch film clip, where you're up on the top of the mountain and the hair was flowing.
The mullet.
The chest out. At that point, did you think, oh, I've made it. I am now a proper rock star.
Oh, hell no. We were on the edge of a cliff. It was it was in Kiama. We started before daylight. So it was all set up there, the platform, you know.
Yep.
Those bloody horses. They kept running away. So they
really?
Were running, oh man, they were running away everywhere. So, and they got some good footage of them. But no, we were freezing our butts off, all day and into the night. It was very long.
Yeah, because then I remember it
very,
well.
Very, very epic. And you know, the director that did that song, he did Take Me Back as well, and he did Voice of Reason as well. And he went on to Hollywood and made a bunch of movies after that. Yeah. So he did.
Check it out. It'll be on YouTube. The Touch film clips are nuts.
Yeah.
Absolutely love
and
it.
You went to Broken Hill. When was that? Just recently?
Just last week. Last Thursday, actually,
How was that? How was Broken Hill and you played with the Oils?
Yeah, it was the Mundi Mundi Bash, and it's the brother or sister version of the Big Red Bash in Birdsville, which I've done three or four times over the years. And the Mundi Mundi Bash, same thing. People come from all over the country in their camper vans. And, I mean, there's 10,000 people, you know, camping out. Over a, you know, 4-day period for them, I suppose. And It's amazing. It's amazing the commitment these people make to come and watch Aussie rock and roll. Yeah. It's just so special, and it's one of those bucket list things that you really should do. Really get a bunch of mates together or the fam and get on the road and go and do Mundi Mundi Bash or the Birdsville Bash, because they're once in a lifetime. And yeah, I saw the Oils on Thursday, and I was so happy to see them all and one last time. And my old bass player actually has been playing with them since Bones passed away, so it was good to see him up there with them and doing the thing. So yeah, they're as great as ever.
Yeah,
a great, great, great live band. And so yeah, that was fun. And obviously, I headlined on the Friday night. They did the Thursday, and Jimmy Barnes did the Saturday night. So yeah,
great.
Johnny and I drove in the celebrity race together.
Oh,
yeah. Well, when I say together, John was a fair way ahead of me.
No.
Bloody
he was actually standing on the podium while my car was still going around. But we had a very, very enjoyable week.
We did. Yeah. What year was that?
Oh, God. That's 2003, was it? Or four?
Somewhere around there.
Mini, right, left-hand drive minis.
Yeah, that's right. We
the minis.
Well, we thrashed those buggers.
But it was a decent week because you learned how to drive, and the great Alan Moffat was my instructor.
That's so right.
Yeah. You learned how to do the skid pan. It was brilliant fun, but after hours was as much fun.
Ooh.
After hours was, that was rock and roll and fast cars.
Oh.
And yes.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That's
who said anything about that?
Billy. We had a good crew too. Alicia Molik, she got T-boned.
Sure.
Lane Beachley was there. She was a superstar.
Yeah.
We had a great lot of people involved. That was the most fun part about it.
Yeah, no, it was a good crew. And actually, I still keep in touch with a few of them over the years. But, emails and...
Old mate from the castle. Tell him he's dreaming. What was his name?
That's right.
The main
Michael Keaton.
Was it?
Keaton, yeah.
Michael Keaton, a lovely, wasn't he a lovely bloke?
Oh, fantastic.
We're gone to Barney.
That's it. That's the same bloke.
Yeah.
I remember we were on the bus once. I'm sitting with him, quoting him lines from the castle, and he's looking at me like I was talking Egyptian, and he said, I've never watched the show since I did it.
Yeah.
People keep coming up to me and saying these sentences. I have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah.
He was such a humble, quiet man, wasn't he?
Lovely man.
Where did you finish better? That you were. Fourth.
I finished fourth.
Yeah, you were always good. Even in all the warm ups, you were good at it.
You know, the Kamikaze Express. You know, I'm just as far as you can push it. I'm pushing it.
Yeah,
you know, that's my life, really.
We had a couple of blokes. Bill took it ridiculously seriously. First of all, mate Cooper from Mini.
Michael Cooper.
His whole family in cars, and he was into the bloody...
And we're racing his cars.
His cars, and he's into the camber of the tyres and all this shit. We're like, mate, give us a spell. And the other bloke was...
Bobby Zagami. He owns Zagami Motors.
And he won. That's all he cared about was racing. We're like, we want to drink piss.
Yeah, that's right. Bobby came first and Michael came second.
I think he came second and there was a...
Who came first?
Comp winner, someone who won the comp was up there too. So
I'm actually the legitimate winner.
Oh, you are?
Well,
that is spot on. Because the rest of us,
forth,
who had about an hour of sleep a night, you were the fastest of them by a mile.
Yeah, that's because I had no sleep.
No, that's right. Now, playing at One Electric Day. You got a couple of Werribee Mansion. What's it like out there? It'd be magnificent.
It's unreal. It's unreal. I love Werribee Mansions. And it's just a great place to have a gig. It's a beautiful area, and and it's close to town, so win-win.
Yeah, exactly.
And the One Electric Day festivals, it's kind of a derivative of the Red Hot Summer tours, and obviously this one, I think it's Susie Quattro, Noiseworks, and Angels, Baby Animals. Is Vanessa Ramirez on that one?
Chocolate Starfish, Screaming
Jets. Dave Gleason's doing a double.
Gleeso. Angels and the Jets.
Yeah, mate. How do I do that?
That's a couple of invoices.
A
couple of large invoices. Yeah.
Starts in November, though, Jimmy Boy, too. Victor Harbour, Mornington Racecourse and Werribee Mansion for the Victorians.
All right.
Can't wait.
New song, Heart and Soul. New album out, Bloody Oath. coming up soon for the great Noiseworks and John Stevens, one of the best front men this country's ever produced. Great to see you.
So much.
Are we claiming you still, or are you New
Mate,
Zealand?
I'm an Australian. I'm a New Zealander. I'm also a UK British Scottish subject.
Three passports. I'd be going with the Australian one first.
That is where I live, and
good.
I've been for 42 years.
But then when he goes to New Zealand, Jimmy, he's a New Zealander.
hey, when the All Blacks play, Or men when they used to play.
Yeah. Who do you break for then, bro?
Oh, for Australia. Oh. For Australia, bro. Oh. No, for the All Blacks, mate. Yeah. Country of origin. Come on.
Great seeing you, man.
Great to see you guys. Thanks very much.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
She pulls out a rectal thermometer.
I beg your pardon? I'd packed up my stuff. Time to get the family involved, 133353 style.
Oh, here we go.
I was reading on the internet, Fat, the following.
What?
An art teacher has won an unfair dismissal case because last year during a live stream class, or as we call it, a Zoom class, her pet cat jumped on the camera a couple of times.
Yeah, that's okay.
And the education tech company that was employing her sacked her.
No.
Yes.
Because the cat jumped
onto the camera a couple of times during the class.
Wow.
They said, and I'm quoting here, she had taken part in non-teaching activities during the class.
Well, boo-hoo for them, Jim.
Well, so she's doing her teaching.
Yeah.
Her cat jumps in front of the camera a couple of times. She gets the flick.
Yeah.
So, hence, 133353, how have you lost your job?
Unusual.
Unusual.
I like it,
because,
Jim.
Because, Fat,
what happened?
I got the ass from KFC.
KFC?
Yeah, as a kitchen hand when I was 14, because I talked too much. So the boss came into me. I turned up for the next shift. He goes, listen, mate, nothing wrong with your work, but you never shut up. So that was the end of me.
No.
I got the sack.
From KFC?
From KFC as a kitchen hand at 14 for talking too much.
Oh, Jim.
Bill, that's unusual.
I lost my job at KFC for eating too much.
So what are we giving away, please, Rubnik?
Oh, what about this? A double pass to Midnight Oil. Oh, Midnight Oil returned for the last two Melbourne shows of their final tour at Palais Theatre. Tickets are sold out
the
for this.
Palais.
And if that's not enough, a $200 Bottle-O voucher.
No.
Yeah. They're the best prizes ever.
Unbelievable.
133353, ring us now. When have you lost your job?
Unusual.
Unusual.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm not saying it's a fait accompli, but I'm saying that it's a fate.
Oh, wow.
And not complete Bill, yet. Just not
For Chemist Warehouse, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless.
How have you lost your job? Unusual is the question we're asking, because this poor lady's teaching art online.
Oh, yeah.
Zoom screen.
And?
Cat jumps on her lap and gets in front of the camera a couple of times.
And the boss?
Boss says no.
No.
Enough review.
I don't like that, Jim.
I don't like it either.
Exactly.
It's art for a start, so it's meant to be a bit looser.
Yes.
Alex is in Yarrawonga. Alex.
Hey, boys, how you going?
What happened, Alex?
Oh, about 30 years ago, I got an apprenticeship as a brickie, and this one particular day, I had to work back till about 8 o'clock. We had this massive job on, and at about the same time, I met this girl, and we're going out with each other for a couple of weeks. So I called the boss and organised to have, well, it was a sick day, which he didn't know. So it was organised. I was going to the girlfriend's place and meet the parents, and the mum was there. We were having a good time, having a few frothies. And then the dad walks in the front door, and bloody hell, it was me boss, and he sacked me down. He sacked me on the spot.
He sacked you on the spot.
Sacked me on the spot. He said, "You said you were sick," and
that's true. You did.
So I didn't get to finish me roast lamb, and he frog marched me out the bloody door.
Oh, you said you were sick,
and did you stay with her or not? It was all over with the girlfriend.
We only went out one more time, and that was it.
See, that's a bad result, Alex. You lost your job and your girl
and the roast lamb.
I was more spewing about the roast lamb, boys.
Oh, that's funny. Stay on the line like that, Matty in Lancefield.
Hello, Matthew.
How are you, boys?
Good. What had happened to you?
Younger brother, actually, Billy.
Yeah.
Used to be an old strawberry farm out there at Willamavin. And they used to hire the kids to pick the strawberries, you know, $5 a bucket you used to get.
Yep.
Anyway, we used to have a few bites of strawberries, you know, peg them at each other. Yeah. Anyway, the boss came around and we all jumped back down, and my younger brother thought it was still going. He's throwing a few, and he got sacked on the spot for throwing strawberries and wasting
them. That's funny. Pegging it at each other.
Yeah, what are you driving there, Matty?
200 series, Billy.
I was going to say,
cruiser.
I can feel it, Jim.
Yeah. Oh, nice. I like it, Matty. Stay there. Jude's in Glenroy. Hello, Jude.
Oh, hi. How you going, guys?
Judge Judy.
Yeah, Judge Judy, that's it, that's it. I had a job as a mushroom picker, and I was I had to pick a minimum of 4 boxes an hour of mushrooms, but I couldn't cut the mustard, so because I talk too much, a bit like you, JB.
Yes, I know. Helps you work better, Jude.
What's that?
It helps you work better if you're talking.
Well, exactly, mate. It's being social. It's being, you know,
a good person.
Yeah, yeah. So the boss and I decided, because I knew the boss, she actually got me the job.
Right.
We thought it was, you know, probably best that I could, probably best to go our separate ways.
I believe she got sacked for talking too much.
That's unreasonable. Brendo in Caulfield, Bill.
Hey, Brendo.
Evening, afternoon, lads. I was working for a company, hardware store. Anyway, gave the mates the discount card I get. Told them they were doing a heap of renos. I said, go for your life. Just make sure you don't use no credit card or nothing. Pay cash. No one knows.
Yeah.
About 2 days later, got marched in the office. Please explain. See you later.
Oh, how'd they find out?
They use their cards.
Idiot mates.
They haven't helped you out at all, Brendo.
Not at all.
Have you moved on? Where are you now?
Oh, I drive tipper trucks now. So moved on completely.
Yeah, well done.
Stay there, mate. Good Mitch work. In Cario.
Mitchy boy.
Hey, how you going, Bill, JB?
Oh, good mate. Out there at Cario. What did you do, Mitchy boy?
Yeah, I had a carpentry apprenticeship about 2 years ago and just thought that we had a cricket grand final coming up. Ooh. So I thought, I'll warn the boss. Yeah, if we win it, I might not come in Monday. Turns out I went back Wednesday and forgot to tell him that I wasn't coming in on Tuesday and he sacked me for it.
You obviously won the grand final and you celebrated, Mitchy.
Yeah, definitely good celebrations too.
Probably 2 days is a bit much, yeah. Mitch.
I'll guarantee you I wasn't sober on the Wednesday when I went in either.
Have you moved on? Have you got a job?
Yeah, got my own business now.
Oh, good on you, Mitch.
Doing well, Mitch.
What's that?
What are you doing?
Carpentry.
Oh, we'll give it a plug then. Yeah. What are you called?
AKM Quality Carpentry down in Geelong.
Oh, AKM Quality Carpentry.
That's it, Jim.
Oh, yes. No, Bill.
Well, next time I need some carpet, I'll ring Mitchy.
Where are you ringing?
Mitchy, AKM Quality Carpet.
Carpentry. Bill. He's a carpenter.
I know. Well, shut up. There's Jack in Richmond. Hello, Jackie boy.
G'day, boys.
Yeah.
How'd you lose your job, Unusual?
I was watching Dumb and Dumber. I just got a new job at McDonald's when I was about 15. And the scene where he stuck his tongue on the pole.
Yeah.
So I was getting some frozen nuggets from the cool room. And I thought, I wonder if this will happen. So I put the tongue onto the pole and ripped the tiny chunk out of it.
Oh, no.
Got stuck for about 20 seconds, ripped my tongue off, was bleeding profusely. Had to go back out there and pretty much say what had happened because I couldn't talk because I was bleeding so much and they didn't give me any more shifts.
Oh, Jack. Oh. That really happened, Jack.
Yeah, it definitely happened.
Oh, dumb and dumb. That's funny.
Well, that nearly wins a prize, Jim.
I think it does, Bill.
Let's go win a prize.
That wins. What are we giving him, Jack from Richmond there, Rabbits Bartholomew?
2 tickets to see Midnight Oil at the Palais Theatre, 14th of September.
That's magnificent.
Yeah, thank I like you. That. That's awesome. Yeah,
Barry Stoner.
All right, who else gets on?
I liked Alex from Yarrawonga.
Yeah, me too. He just went, he said I'm sick.
Yes.
Then went around to the Dahl's house for
roast
dinner.
Roast lamb.
In walks.
The boss.
Oh!
Which was her dad too. So,
Alex, you've got $200 to go to the Bottle-O, mate.
Champions. Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Good on you, Alex.
Bloody hell, they are good prices.
By the way, the Bottle-O is your one-stop shop for Father's Day gifts, good value booze for good value dads. Visit your local store today.
Hold on.
Nice, I like it. And good topics.
You know, well done, Jim, also for Father's Day. Chemist Warehouse. All the best.
Yes, we'll get to them.
Fragrances.
Absolutely.
Well, you're allowed to give them a little bit of mention, a bit of love.
Yeah.
Bit of mention.
Have you bought the VB?
Well, speaking of Bill, this is his question to the
Who?
The caller.
Matty in Lancefield.
Hello, Matthew.
How are you, boys?
Good. What had happened to you? Perfect. Come out perfectly. Couldn't have happened.
What had happened to you?
Mm. Anyway, time for a Kit Kat. Oh.
He's on one today.
Kit Kat.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Plus, he went down to Antarctic.
Yes.
He's
to the Antarctic.
I'm just going to write this whole breakdown. Bill.
Oh, he went down to the Antarctic.
Right.
Chemist Warehouse is the real house of fragrance. This Father's Day, get your VB for Men grooming kit today.
I have it in front of me,
for
rabbits.
Just $59.99 from Chemist Warehouse.
Oh, I've got the facial mask.
Yes.
The exfoliating scrub. The face moisturizer, scented candle, the bath frothy.
The bomb.
And the body wash.
Oh.
Yeah, good.
I know.
And it's beautifully packaged, Bill. VB for Men.
Exactly.
It is absolutely superb.
And you put the bath frothy in, Jim.
Yes,
and
you
it
do.
Explodes, and you just sit back and relax,
that,
my
if
friend.
If you get that on Father's Day, that is a quality item.
Beautifully packaged.
Isn't it?
How much? $39, I think.
$59.99, but
$59.
Chemist Warehouse, honestly, do have the lowest price fragrances.
And the best, too.
And the best.
All the best brands, and they're extraordinary.
Candle, Jim.
No, that is a bloody good thing, that. The men's grooming kit. From Chemist Warehouse, VB Men's Grooming Kit. Check it out, $59. Brilliant. But go in there and look, they've got a whole wall of fragrances, men and women, but we're talking about Father's Day. So the men's stuff in there is brilliant. I bought some Tiffany's from Chemist Warehouse in Clarendon Street about a month ago.
Nice.
I got some Jimmy Choo for my mum, Jan, and she absolutely loves it.
Of course she does.
Well, I got a lovely fragrance.
He's been good today, hasn't he?
No, he's been great.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You been to Athens?
Yeah, been there. Oh, I did a cashy there, Jim.
Cheapest.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and the cash bounce. That's how bad they're going.
Oh. Now, Jimmy boy, the World Cup is coming up in October. Australia set to now announce their 15-man squad. And guess who might be the X factor? Tim Davis.
I saw that.
It's a lot of sixes, Jimmy boy. So that means Swepson would probably miss out. So they're thinking about bringing him in, which would be interesting. Right. The big X factor there for the cricket. So October, look forward to that.
Yes.
Matt Quolfe.
That's not apple for apple, by the way, is it?
Well, no,
bringing
it's not.
Bringing a batter in for Swepson.
For a leggy.
Mm. I like leggies in the short form too.
Keep Quolfe. Matt Quolfe.
Matt Quolfe.
Yeah. Essendon. And Essendon has signed on there. Interesting. Who signs him on?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose
Adrian Dodoro.
Someone like that. But, geez, you reckon there wouldn't be too many changes until they get a coach.
Well, that's why they need to get a coach in the house quickly.
And with the draft coming up, Jim.
Yep.
Do we know who's going number one in the draft?
No, well, Marcus Ashcroft's young boy. But I don't know who's beyond that. But getting back to Essendon, that's why you need someone with their feet under the desk. Because when they start cutting people.
Exactly.
You don't want a coach to turn up and go, why the hell did you get rid of him? I actually want him.
I liked him. Exactly. And Ronnie Lerner, who used to work here at Triple M, has come out today and he said this, Jim. Nick Dacos should win the NAB Rising Star.
Thank you, Lerner. Thank you, Lerner.
He also went on to say that North Melbourne must start winning games.
Yeah, thank you.
And it gets dark at night, about 7 o'clock. He went on with that too. So,
come on, Bogan.
Ronnie's coming
all
out
all the
with
years
that.
We put into grooming you as an act. And that's the best you can come
Nick
up with.
Nick Dacos should win the NAB Rising Star.
Have you seen the way he's presenting to society too, the Bogan?
No, I haven't seen him for a while.
He's all over. He's shambolic.
He is indeed.
In his appearance.
Take a break now.
All right.
Tell you what, 5 at 5:05.
Oh, and? Ooh,
good. I like
Speaking
it.
Speaking of shambolic, this is how Bill started the show, by the way.
Of course, he could have been on Masked Singer. The other rumour is he might have been with his wife, Gazelle, for a romantic holiday.
Gazelle. Yep. No, he's in, and we're not even into September yet. So when we get there, stand by.
And the AFL has just tweeted, Jim, tweet, that the Cats and Pies game, which is Saturday week, already sold out. Already sold out.
Bloody hell.
Wouldn't that mean Magpies? It's Geelong's home game. Well, it's not really, but they're on top. And there'd be, what, 70-30 Magpies?
What if we lose that, Bill?
Sold out anyway. Let's go. Yeah. 5 o'clock.
As if it's like you're like 15 points up at three quarter time, and you're thinking, "Oh, they keep winning these. They keep winning these, Collingwood."
Mm-hmm.
And your fat freckle will start to twitch.
Guess what? If it gets close, they cannot keep winning.
Oh, you reckon? That's your rationale.
Black or red doesn't come up at the casino. It just something happens.
Oh, what is that?
How's
mean?
That for it his thinking? It just does not keep going.
Sometimes it's written in the stars.
I hope it is close because guess what? We'll go the Cat's way.
Famous.
I would love to see
words.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It's not Incy Wincy.
It's not. It's Hugey Woogey. But anyway,
On Triple M's Rush Hour, this is Bizarre. It's Billy's unique look at the other side of footy.
Father, very good today.
Is it?
No,
Here we go, Jimmy boy. No, Billy's five at five at 5:05. Tuesday, 23rd of August. Yeah. And I tell you what, let's go, Rebs.
What's at number five, Fat?
You already did that.
Yeah, well, I was introducing the right, sequence. I see. I was teasing. Yeah. Big celebrations for Dangerfield last week down at the Cattery Gym.
Yes.
Tomahawk, he got caught up in it all and he forgot something.
Have a look at Tom Hawkins when he's running out. The players are about to burst through the banner. He hasn't got his jumper on. Everyone else is ready to go. He thinks, I've still got the Danger 300 shirt on. Oh, I better go back and change it.
Yes, mate. Am I starting your sum today? Maybe not.
I still can't believe it.
No.
Dopey Hawk.
Come on, Hawk.
Out on the ground, looks around. Oh, I've got my shirt.
Jumper's not on.
There's only a couple of things you need when you go out to play footy.
A pair of footy boots.
Some socks.
Mouthguard.
Mouthguard, shorts, and a jumper.
I would have thought.
Very important.
Yes.
Not hard, Tomahawk. No. Interesting from the Dopey Farmer. Next.
How about number four, Bins?
Dan Hannabry. We like him, Jimmy.
Yes.
Unfortunately, very emotional after his last game for the Saints on the weekend.
How fitting is it that you played the side you won a flag with?
Yeah, it's pretty special. Sorry.
Just dropped the magic.
A bomb out.
That was live Triple M radio. We heard that live. The listeners heard it live. We had to beep it.
Yes.
But he was emotional.
Emotional.
So fair enough. All the best to Daniel's son there.
What's at number three, Coco?
Now you just get eyes. Don't you? Like, hit it.
Our man, Yui or Ethan or whatever his name is, does the socials and hot on the heels of Ash Chua in the stats department, Jim, for Triple M. He has copped another nickname on the weekend.
I think one man that will miss JK a lot is Jamie Cripps.
Some of the Redheads early, even.
Yeah, one of those would be good, Tim. Early signs good for the Eagles.
Oh. Tim Solly.
Three goes at
called him. Called him Earth and Ethan, everything else. So he's got a few nicknames, our man.
Yes.
Ewan.
Ewie's his main one.
Yeah, well, it's Ethan. He's about to some socials too about our trip. We're going to put them all together like Yark and Yay!
He asked him yesterday to put three videos together and he hasn't done it. And Bill's filthy right up over it.
He wants that crap in it.
I'm going to get Beersy or Rudy.
Oh, yeah.
One of the Zarsoff brothers.
I'm about to say this. I didn't realise there was a Zarsoff working here.
Next.
Fartsies.
Give us number two, Smack.
Oh, this is unbelievable. Have a listen to this, Jim. Darce and Chief were mesmerised by Alex Neil Bullen having a chuck on the ground.
I know.
Neil Bullen just winded him. Oh, the massive Dan McGrew from Neil Bullen. It was a power spew. A thunder chunder.
Had the biggest crisp spew you've ever seen.
That was the fire hose. And it turned on and it came out with some serious force.
Like, 6 litres of gear came out.
I'll go so far as to say that's the best chuck I've ever seen on the footy field.
It was like an exorcism. It just exploded out of his body.
That was gold.
Triple M Super Super Special comments. Belinda, Bob Jane, ground level. Did you see that?
I heard it. It was horrendous. I could hear the splattering from here. He was working on it for about 3 minutes, though, retching and heaving. When it was going to come, it was always going to be something special.
The best thing about that is it'll go global now.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be on ESPN. Now, down in Australia, look at this. The
Chief's doing accents.
Listen to the Chief go.
He loved it. Dan McGrew. Thunder, Chunder, Chris Mew, Chuck.
They drink too much bloody Gatorade or Powerade. That's that Brendan Gibbo used to have like three.
Before
so imagine having all that in your guts. No wonder it comes bloody thundering out.
I still haven't seen it, but it just comes out.
No, it's actually good vision. It's funny.
Is it? Right.
Maybe not as funny as the Chief was.
Oh, Chief, buddy. Loved it.
Loved it, the Chief.
What do you got at number one, Bill? Well, we love a awkward moment here on Triple M, Jim. Jared Timms come on from Ned's and congratulated Damo, and it was just orcs.
Now it's time to have a chat to Jared Timms from our sponsor at Ned's. How are you, big horse?
G'day, guys. I'm really, really excited. Damo, you've broken a big one.
Yes, Jared.
Good. Very excited for you.
Thank you, mate.
What? What is that? You can drive a truck through that.
Just play that again. Come on, Damo.
Now it's time to have a chat to Jared Timms from our sponsor at Ned's. How are you, big horse?
G'day, guys. I'm really, really excited. Damo, you've broken a big one.
Yes, Jared.
Good, very excited for you.
Thank you, mate.
What is that?
Come on.
What's Damo think he's doing?
Right, well, poor old Jared was up and about, but Damo wasn't. Wow.
Did you just not realise what was being said?
I don't know, Jim. I don't know what happens. I wasn't there. I'm on the ball. You're on the ball. Ramsey's on the ball here, but I'll have a chat to him. Anyway, that's it, Jim. Up next. Hosmery?
Yes.
Good.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, this is a beauty. We love when someone starts laughing on live television. They can't stop. Have a listen to this weatherman.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Supermole
Rosie Walton.
Oh, yes, here she is.
Hey, we went through your hometown today on the way home from Mansfield.
I drove Bill back to Melbourne.
Molesworth. Yeah. I always used to say that's the birthplace of Bridget Duclos.
Well,
yeah.
I would love for Bridget to join me.
Yes.
Owning the Molesworth Motel, which looked like it was
Perfect.
Up for sale. I think
Good.
She and I could run that together.
I like it.
Be a tight ship. Be fun.
It would be
We'd
fun.
We'd drink the profits.
You get no breakfast in the morning. You hung over and sound asleep. What do you got for us, Hose?
On Facebook, people were very excited to see you in Mansfield yesterday, especially Max Shiraz, who wrote, I'm in the UK about an hour away from this Mansfield. Got really excited.
Oh, really?
And then realised, no,
sorry,
maybe
mate.
One day.
Sorry, Max Shiraz.
He gets better with age.
Oh, no.
He's going to whine.
He did that. Michael Ward wrote, keep up the bad work, lads.
There we are.
I like Wardy.
Very good. Yes. Now, we also need to give a shout out to Michael, who's known as Collingwood Mag on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in Melton. I talked about him last week.
Yes.
He went up to San Remo. Well, he went to Sydney to watch the Pies game at the SCG.
Yes.
Drove from there to San Remo.
That's extraordinary.
Back home to Melton. And then yesterday, you met him in Mansfield.
And guess what? He's going to Kyneton next Monday. And then he's going to...
I don't know.
We don't know yet.
Secret. We're about to release that.
Mm. Lucky we checked.
All right. The joke yesterday got a lot of praise. You wouldn't have liked it, James.
Who?
How?
Dave Van Viet wrote on Facebook, effing got him. Perfect, Anthony William. Take that, Jim.
Mm-hmm. No worries, Van Viet.
Phil Prowse wrote, good on you, Billy. Give it to Tickets Brayshaw.
Tickets,
but
yes.
It was noticed that Bill had a slight issue. Did you notice this on the video? He had a very fine
issue.
Corduroy shirt on that was a little steamy underneath.
It was hot
disgusting.
Where we were, Jim.
It's foul having that much
People were
sweat.
Referring to you as Steam Timber.
Yeah.
Steam Timber.
Mayor Rose Mayer wrote on our Instagram, get some Rexona, Billy, wet patch boy.
Yeah.
48-hour safeguard, she's suggesting.
Wet patch
I like
boy.
That.
Wet patch. That's good.
It was warm where we were sitting. There was no air.
There's no excuse for that.
It's so it wasn't the lights?
Ordinary.
It was the lights.
If I shave the hairs, I'm
no,
the
I don't. It looks horrible.
Does it still
sweat? Patch,
stop touching
horrible,
it.
Do you still sweat?
Well, yes. Keep going.
Tip it, Marcus wrote, old sweat patches brownless.
That's
this
it.
Is along those lines.
Yeah,
it made me laugh. Yeah, very funny.
Yeah, I like
but
it too.
Today, we've been told by Patrick McAuliffe that it was rarefied air from that sports wrap from Bins at the start of the show. And Agostino Talia reckons he almost crashed his car with this bit.
Of course, he could have been on Masked Singer. The other rumour is he might have been with his wife, Gazelle, for a romantic holiday.
Gazelle.
That was a joke.
Wow.
That was a joke.
Gazelle.
We all know
Terrible.
It's...
Yeah, I know.
Wasn't a joke.
Oh, no, it's what?
Fiona.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You might find yourself in the radio reserves until you can present yourself in a fit state
the
to broadcast.
JB and Billy love an away trip.
So what we're calling you is road trip rattles.
So we're going on tour.
They've been everywhere, man.
Thanks to Our Van RV, the Rush Hour hits the road.
Hit the road, fat.
For the largest range of caravan parts and accessories in Melbourne, check out ourvanrv.com.au.
So Mansfield last night.
Yes, Jim.
The Delatide Hotel.
Dean and Gil, mine hosts there, looked after us. Jim, very nice. Hotel double story, beautiful.
Tell you what I have had, both San Remo and Mansfield.
What's
two
that?
Beautiful chicken parmesan.
Yeah, you're
beautiful.
I'm
having
chicken.
One at every hotel.
You are, good
and
boy.
And both of them have been superb.
Spot on.
We sent an advance party, didn't we? Up to Mansfield.
Yes.
That was Hose and Witt, our producer.
And they got waylaid.
That, what happened to them?
Well, they can't remember what they did on Sunday.
They can't.
They went to a winery, Jim.
And that was pretty much the end of both of them.
They got in a taxi.
Yeah, it was.
Didn't quite make it.
They lost their way. They did.
They can't remember what they got up
What else happened on the day? Oh. Both of them have got no clue.
Anyway, Mansfield, nice.
No, what a beautiful place. It is a beautiful place.
It's got everything. The footy club turned up, the Mansfield Footy Club.
Yep.
We spoke to Craig Kelly, who was the last coach there,
coach of
the
premiership. Yep.
Josh Fraser.
Yep.
Yes. Bo was there.
Chad Owens, the current coach, got him second going into the finals. No, lovely people, beautiful place. So and I'll tell you what I did, Bill.
What?
I drove, I had to come back to Melbourne. I know you guys stayed.
Didn't hang around.
And I went to Seymour. I decided to come back that way because then you drive most of the way
on the Hume. Yeah.
Very easy at night. And thank God I did because, Bill, it pissed down the whole way home.
When I went to bed, it was raining.
No, I'm thumping down.
I couldn't sleep.
So that other way, sort of Lilydale way, it would have been no fun in the driving rain. Anyway,
you got home.
Thank you, Doc. Of course. So they're great people. So then, what do we do next Monday?
Well, this Monday coming, Jim, we're going to Kyneton. The Shamrock Hotel there, part of Australia's history there. Like don't worry about that.
Our producer Whit comes from Kyneton, so she's a bit toey about it.
She's the queen.
It's a home game for her.
The queen of Kyneton. She's going to come in a horse float or whatever it is.
Call her the queen.
Horse float.
Queen.
Okay.
Queenie.
In her horse float.
Well, horse and car.
Wait, she's going to come in a float. Yeah, righto, good.
So that's the Shamrock Hotel Kyneton next Monday.
All right, but the final road trip. I'm looking forward to this.
Are you really, Jim?
Yes.
Guess where we're going, Jim? The Austral Hotel in Colac! Going to Colac, Jimmy boy! Just up the road from Geelong, a couple of nice pubs there.
I know, Western District, beautiful pub of the week.
Lovely, Jim. So we're going to Colac, the Austral Hotel. Sam Benjamin is the mine host there.
As
something
you know,
for everyone.
That's it.
That's their slogan, Jim.
You know that on Friday nights I work with the great Luke Hodge, who's Colac boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a bit of forewarning that this last event was going to be at Colac.
Did you?
So I said to him before we did the game actually on Sunday, I said, we're doing these shows on the road at the minute. Hodgie goes, oh, yeah, where have you been and where are you going and blah, blah. And I said, the last one, we're going to Colac.
And?
Why? That's all he said. I'm like, Luke, you're the most famous export from the whole joint.
Aaron Finch.
Eamon Buchanan.
Which one wins?
Aaron Finch or Luke Hodge?
Four-time premiership player.
Athol guy.
To Norm
Smith. Shut up.
Or World Cup captain.
Exactly.
Well, Keith McGarvey.
Shut up. Rabbits.
Yeah. Who wins the head-to-head, that one?
Luke Hodge.
Oh, she's only just.
But they'll both be on.
And both similarly built.
Tubby.
Aren't they?
Tubby, yes.
No, I can't wait. It's a beautiful part of the world. I love the Western
exactly
District.
So
we're going to be heading to Colac, the Austral Hotel. But that's not this one coming up. That's the last
one
we do.
Darcy Lang.
Darcy Lang, John Devine. There's been some superstars from the Geelong Football Club that played at Colac. Yes. And they're in the finals. They're going well. So looking forward to Colac. But before that, Jim, as you said, we're going to the Shamrock Hotel in Kyneton.
Part of Australia's history, the Shamo in Kyneton. It's going to be magnificent.
I'm looking forward to that.
It's all thanks to Our Van RV for Melbourne's largest range of Atlantic caravans. Check out ourvanrv.com.au. The Melbourne Football Club are flying.
Oh, yeah.
And Bailey Fritch joins us next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We had a couple of frothies one night when we had the road trip, Jim.
Yeah, down there, Warrnambool way.
Celebrating at a pub in Warrnambool, having a good old night. And all you soft people went home.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour ahead of a huge qualifying final next Friday night against the Swans. Melbourne's Bailey Fritch joins us.
The Demons head into the finals in some serious form.
It is an absolute smacking at the Gabba. Melbourne destroyed Brisbane.
And our next guest has a pretty good record in finals.
Fritch coming up for goal number six in a grand final. The Fritch has got six.
Please welcome Bailey Fritch.
Fact.
Yes.
Bailey Fritch kicked as many goals in one grand final as you did in four.
Nearly. Yeah, nearly. Nearly, Jim. You're right.
Welcome, Bailey. Good chatting to you, mate.
Yeah, no, good to be on, boys. How are we going?
Oh, and you still pull the tape out, and what's that grand final, Fritchie?
No, I've actually only watched it once since it happened with mum and dad and my brother and a few friends. So that was good. But, you know, the snippets come up every now and then that floated across the social media. But other than that, no, I haven't watched the full game.
Geez, you would have enjoyed the one in Brisbane Friday night. That's as well as you played nearly all year.
Yeah, no, it's as a team, we really pride ourselves on our contest and our defence, and I think that was at the forefront of our mind on Friday night, and I think that really showed, which was a positive, and in some really good form going into a final series, which is great.
Yeah, good forward connection there with yourself kicking goals and Pickett and Benny Brown. Big so Benny, yep. That was really good, I reckon.
Yeah, you know, Cozzy Pickett, he's a human highlight reel. Some of the stuff that he does at training or in games is really special. And then, yeah, you know, you got Benny Brown that is hitting some form at the right time of the year, which is nice.
Just got their number, Brisbane, too. Every time Melbourne play Brisbane, the game's on your terms almost straight away.
Yeah, it's sort of just worked out that way. We've probably played our best our best three games for the year, probably the two Brisbane games and the Fremantle game. So, yeah, it was nice to get the win, and yeah, really looking forward to, you know, we've had a bit of a mental break in these last 4 days, and back in the club today and setting our sights on Sydney, which is really exciting.
Just having a look at the stats from the game, Jim, Fritch, a 4 goals straight.
That's it.
13 disposals, 13 kicks, no handballs, Jim.
Oh, hello.
No handballs, 6 marks, no tackles, and no hitouts.
Well, you're not going to have any hitouts.
Well, maybe a tackle or something, Fritches. Or a handball.
Yeah, I think I used up all my tackles last week. I had 8 tackles last week. Now I've had none this week, so I've got to even it out a bit, I think.
When you get the break you've just had, 4 days, what do you do with it? Because you've got a huge finals campaign to come, so it's obviously not like the end of the season or any other form of break. Can you let your hair down? Oh, mind you, that's high hair.
That's a high hair. How does it come down?
Let that high hair down at all?
It was more of just a bit of a refreshment, you know. We had a couple of quiet ones after the game, and then I stayed up in Brisbane, got a little bit of sun for an extra day, which was nice. I think it was about 25 degrees, so it was
not on that
cold
skin.
When we got back to Melbourne. But it's more of just a mental refreshment. Pretty low key, to be honest. Went out and watched my brother play footy on Sunday, and it's been good, and we're really fit and firing and ready to go and jump into the next sort of 9 or 10 days before leading into Sydney.
Speaking of fit and firing, the Rezzies have not lost a game.
Yes, I saw that. Casey, outstanding.
Yeah, it's obviously a testament to the club. You know, we've got a really good culture here, and to have both teams, finishing first and second on the ladder is something really special. And, hopefully they can do something really special in this final series as well, starting against, I think they're playing the Swans this week on Saturday. So, 2 teams against Sydney.
Got any injury concerns have we there at Melbourne?
No, I think we've pretty much had a full deck out on the track today. So Tommy McDonald will come back in the VFL this week. So that's really exciting for us. And hopefully he can get through. And it'll be a full selection for next
Christian
week.
Salem, who came out late Friday, he's going to be okay?
Yeah, just a little bit of a sore calf. But he had a run around today and looked good. So he'll be fine to play next week.
All right, we're going to take a little break here with our man, Bill, because there's a quirk. A numerical quirk attached to Bailey Fritch, or as he's known at the club, the Frittata.
I don't know what you mean by that.
No, don't you? You don't know what a numerical quirk is?
And quirk.
All right. We'll find out next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'll do it, Tim. Jason's in Doreen. Go, Jase.
Can you believe that, Jase? Just a juvenile man.
Melbourne's Bailey Fritch joins us.
All right, here we were just talking before about the fact that there's a numerical quirk attached to Bailey Fritch.
Well, what is it?
He was taken pick 31 in the 2017 draft.
I'm writing it down, yep.
Right, and he wears?
31.
Thank you.
Well, that's not.
Well, that's 2 31s attached to the same footballer. And it's the most famous number at that club, is it not, Bailey Fritch?
Yeah, it is. It's the great Rondale Barassi. Caught up with him a few times and had a few photo shoots and whatnot. And it's, really special and to wear the 31 every week and don't take it for granted. And every time I get to pull that on, is definitely pretty cool.
Bill, the great man.
I know. He's a superstar. We know that. I thought he might have kicked 31 goals, but yeah, he's kicked 50. Good effort again, Fritchie. That's a good effort.
Yeah, lucky enough to see a few go through the big stitch, which is always nice. So,
and was named in the All-Australian squad. So you've had a really good year again to back it up. You've gone back-to-back.
Yeah, obviously it's not what we play for, but potentially when I finish my career, it'll be something that I look back on and be really proud of. But we've got a few really important weeks coming up, and I'm really looking forward to that.
It's good for the contract, I reckon. All-Australian squad.
Yeah, I signed for a few more years at the start of this season, so that was really nice to lock in a future at the club.
I tell you what, Friday week, Jimmy, Friday night, MCG, 350 bounce, a 750 bounce, sorry, I don't know what I'm reading here, 750 bounce. Yes. What a game this will be, because Melbourne have been outstanding, found some good form. Yep. Sydney have won seven in a row, and they play all right against you guys, Fritchie.
Yeah, we had a really tough contest against them, I think, midway through the year. They got the better of us at the G that night, so we're definitely going to have to be at our best, sorry, to get the job done off the back of, you know, a contested footy. You know, they've been in the there's one thing that we're going to get when you're playing a tough game.
Breaking up there a bit, mate, and go left or the right. I was reading a stat today, and don't listen to this, Bales, but Sydney have won 7 out of 8 against Melbourne at the MCG. The last 7 out of 8. Yes.
No chance that's the truth.
I don't know. Is that true, Fritchie?
I haven't really seen the stats, but if that's what you're reading, you're a bit of a stats man. So
No, he's not at all. The complete opposite to that.
Between the two sides, which includes 7 victories in the last 8 battles at the home of footy.
Fair dinkum.
I
can't believe that either. Yeah. Now, Jamal Murray, you got to meet from the Denver Nuggets, who's been rolling around Melbourne. How was that?
Yeah, that was an unbelievable experience. You know, he came out on the G. He couldn't believe how many seats there were. to look at the game, and had a bit of a kick around with him, and got some photos, and swapped over some jerseys. So that was being a bit of a basketball fan, that was definitely pretty cool. And he's coming back from an ACL injury, so hopefully he can have a good season when that starts coming up in a couple of months.
Well, you met him and chatted to him, and you were with Chompers Harms and Spargs. So you would have been the only one he understood.
Yeah, little Spargy was a bit starstruck. He loves his basketball, and he's probably the biggest fan at the club. So, that was something pretty cool for him.
And old Harmsy, he wouldn't have said too much.
Chompers, he just would have said, look at the size of your teeth. Qualified electrician. We've spoken to Frittata about this before. When was the last time you actually did anything in that field?
Yeah.
I've got the business on the side, and my brother. So
Brother's on the tools. Yes, when was the last time you picked a tool?
I've probably been on the tools about 2 months ago. We had a day off midweek. We had a 10-day break, and he had a bit of an easy day on the tools, fitting off some PowerPoints and some switches. So I went and gave him a chop out, which was something that, you know, I enjoy doing. It takes your mind off footy for a little bit, and obviously keeps my mind in the electrical game for something to do post footy.
Yeah, well done. Hey, I was trying to have a bet in the Brownlow, Bailey Fritch we're talking to here. Who's had a better year, Clayton Oliver or Christian Petrarca or Max Gawn?
Oh, it's a tough one. They've all had unbelievable seasons, you know. But if I had to choose one, I'd probably go Clayton.
Yeah. I reckon he's a chance, Jim, for the Brownlow.
I 100% think he's a chance. I saw him because we're waiting out on the Gabba side of the Gabba.
You're on the grass.
And the boys were all drifting past after doing their pre-match warm-up.
You're on the grass.
And Clayton came wandering up, Bailey. And he put his right hand out, and I put my left hand out because he's broken thumb. So he shouldn't be shaking anyone's hand with the right hand. His thumb's in plaster.
Well, no.
So left hand shake.
No one knew that.
Bill. As I'm shaking his hand, I said to him, Bailey, I said, how does that thing on your thumb affect your ball drop? Yeah. He went, I can't kick anyway. That's 100% what he said.
Yeah, he doesn't actually, he's in tight all the time, so he doesn't have to have too many kicks, but the way he hunts the ball is second to none in the competition for mine. It's incredible to watch, and obviously when he feeds it out to, you know, Clayton Oliver, Petrarca, your nephew Angus now playing in the midfield.
Yeah.
You're licking your lips as a forward, that's for sure.
Oh, no, he's brilliant. And Christian, I thought, was back to his absolute best Friday night too. How clean, Never, ever double handles.
Yeah, he's a bull around the ball as well. You know, we've probably got the best two or three in the competition, I reckon, you know, not being biased. But the way he wheels himself through the contest and, you know, takes on tackles and gets out to a teammate or drives his legs and kick it long is something really special and that we value a lot.
And Froffies May, he's back in town. He's playing beautiful footy, old Froffies.
Yeah, Stevie May, he's best fullback in the comp for mine. And, yeah, it's a tough day when you come up against him at training, so I'd hate to be playing against him, that's for sure.
Bales, he has one, not even a full session on the beers, just has a couple. And Bill's branded him Froffies, and that's what he's been called ever since.
Yeah, I think I've been on probably four or five times on here, and Froffies May has been brought up every
single time.
But he's okay. He's okay. We laugh together, Jim.
Do you? I don't think he thinks it's as funny as you do.
He thinks it sends a little LOL. Well,
I don't reckon he does.
Which is lots of love.
Yeah, thank you. Now, you've got Jaden Hunt and Jakey Melcham, who weren't able to be out there on grand final day. So this is a big month coming up for them. How brilliant would it be if they could play in a premiership team?
Oh, I think coming in day one pre-season, them two especially. But, you know, there's Cade Chandler, there's Toby Bedford that have all, you know, there's probably five or six guys that potentially could have played last year that unfortunately missed out, and that's been a massive driving factor, and it shows the culture that we've built. They're real hungry to be a part of the team, and Jake and Jaden are lucky enough to be in the team at the moment, and they're playing some really good footy, and they've played some massive roles in our wins, especially against Carlton and then again on the weekend. So they're in ripping form going into the final series, and it's really special for them to be playing in the starting 22, and I can't see that then moving anywhere anytime soon. So it's great for them.
Well, good on you, mate.
Yes,
as,
well done.
As Bill said, All Australian squad is a fantastic achievement. Hopefully Wednesday night you'll be in the actual team. 50 goals, of course, and a huge final series coming up for Bailey Fritsch. Well done, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Too easy, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Tomorrow, Peter Dixon.
Yes.
Filmmaker extraordinaire.
Bloody
oath. Jay-Z, of course, always on a Wednesday. Hump Day quiz. Mm-hmm. And with the quiz tomorrow,
what?
We're giving a very, very fortunate member of the quiz.
Yeah. The winner.
Opportunity to meet and greet the great Shaquille O'Neal.
No, we're not.
100%.
How?
Well, we're going to tell you about it tomorrow.
Oh.
But it's a prize worth a thou plus.
It would be. You know, I'm going up there to Sydney on Sunday, Jim.
Evening with Shaquille O'Neal.
I'm spending time with Shaq. He just
come
up, Anthony.
How disappointed will he be, especially in Sydney where no one knows you?
Me and Daisy are going up, Jim, thanks to our good friends at PointsBet, and that'll be interesting. But tomorrow you can win an evening with Shaq.
Yes.
Wow.
As part of the massive quiz tomorrow.
Good. So basketball fans we might get tomorrow.
We'll target them tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly,
but
Jim.
Now.
Yes.
Yeah.
End
the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Here we go.
Oh, just struggling a bit today, Jim. So I'll just put that out there. This is no good. I might have another one. We'll just see how we go. You wouldn't believe it, Jim. I cooked up this beautiful pizza last night.
Did you?
But I've lost my pizza cutter.
Have you?
So I used a Bryan Adams CD. It cuts like a knife.
Now it cuts like a knife.
See, this is the thing with a joke.
Yeah!
You've set the bar so low
that
everyone just expects them to be poor, and they are.
Well, no, I've got another one for you.
Oh, have you? Yes, so you're not...
A special Tuesday. Jim, it's really hard to say what my wife does for a living. She sells seashells on the seashore.
That's better.
That's better.
The first one was appalling.
And he got it out, too.
That because you got it out, the second one was better.
She sells seashells on the seashore.
No, that one's better.
What about the owl?
Ryan Adams, no good. But that one better.
And the owl? You were yesterday.
I've already forgotten about that.
Oh. Woo! Well done,
seashells.
like a knife.
No! Brian Adams.
Oh, my God.
Well done, Pat.
Triple M's Rush Hour. Get your VB for Men grooming kit today for just $59.99 from Chemist Warehouse. The male grooming range that's made with beer. Go on, you've earned it. Triple M.